Scott and Seth Avett met Dolph Ramseur about 7 years ago. It turned out to be a career-changing moment, but at the time, they thought Dolph could be a snake oil salesman. They were playing at a wine vault shop in the University City area. Scott Avett well remembers when a stranger came up to him after a set.
He just said, "Hey, this is my name, this is what I do, this is where I'm from, this is who I'm interested in and like, and why I would like to work with you guys." And I remember telling Seth, I was like, "Well, this guy's either, he would either be a great guy and a great help, or he's a name dropper."
Dolph Ramseur didn't have a whole lot on his resume. He had started a record label a few years earlier that the Avetts had never heard of, even though they're all from Cabarrus County.
There's a question that Dolph really knew what he was doing. Nobody really had a lot of experience in the music business and marketing a band proper.
The hesitation disappeared when it became clear that Dolph really loved their music. They also liked his plan: make good music and build your fan base.
I learned that from seeing Richard Petty, because when I was a kid, Richard Petty would sign autographs until nobody wanted one.
Dolph Ramseur saw a lot of NASCAR growing up near Kannapolis. His marketing philosophy is an extension of how he saw drivers back then treat their fans and how kids shared music.
You know, growing up, people made mixtapes, and then I guess people made mix CDs, trying to turn their friends on to, you know, certain songs, certain artists. And that's essentially what I look at Ramseur Records as. It's my own mixtape that I try to get people turned on to music too, you know. I just have a joy in doing that.
His kitchen and living room serve as his office.
Okay, well, have you let them know?
There's no official Ramseur Records studio. Okay. He just rents space when he needs it. This is how the Avetts recorded 6 albums on Dolph's label.
I bet you I've seen him play 300 times now over the 7 or 8 years or whatever. And like, I'm going overseas soon with them. For a couple dates, you know, so I'm one of their biggest fans, so I mean, it never gets old.
Well, you send my life a whirling, darling, when you're twirling on the floor.
And get this, he manages them without a contract. In fact, he's never worked for the Avetts with a contract.
My sweet mother, as I call her, always said, "You're only as good as the piece of paper you sign."
That's his philosophy with all the acts he manages, like the Carolina Chocolate Drops. The Chocolate Drops are an up-and-coming African-American string band based in Durham. Before meeting Dolph, the band received great reviews, but its fan base was small. So 3 years ago, the band's manager said they needed help and recommended Dolph because of his work with the Avett Brothers. Lead singer and fiddler Rhiannon Giddens says the Chocolate Drops needed to build a fan base beyond the arts festivals and small venues they were performing.
He really kind of said, "Well, let's talk about how to really build the Chocolate Drop audience, people who want to buy Chocolate Drop tickets, you know." And that is just invaluable, you know, because, I mean, he did it. He's been through it with the Avetts. I mean, he has all the experience of playing those really small venues and, you know, playing for peanuts, and, you know, now they're doing quite well. So, you know.
And on the way, grab Soleil and Mia, and as the cash box rang, I threw everything away.
The band is in demand for this year's biggest summer festivals. Next month's schedule includes Bonnaroo in Tennessee, and it also includes the Fillmore in San Francisco. Dolph is 40 years old. He didn't get into the music business until 10 years ago. Until then, he was a club tennis pro and even spent some time working for his father-in-law's venture capital business. Sure, he thought about music, but common sense told him he couldn't make the business a career. After all, he had no experience. But that fan passion took over. Dolph bought music directly from a British singer-songwriter named Martin Stevenson. Stevenson mailed back the music with a note saying he was a big fan of Piedmont blues music and North Carolina legends Doc Watson and Charlie Poole. A friendship developed. When Stevenson expressed interest in performing in the States, Dolph left his old career behind. He promoted Stevenson's small tour of North Carolina without knowing what he was doing.
From there, we released this collection of field recordings that kind of got my feet started with musicians here in the United States.
That one fan at a time approach remains the Ramseur Records mantra. And it's something Scott Avitt says he and his brother haven't forgotten.
We'll sign autographs until the last person goes, because these are the people that brought us here. No dollar bill, no producer, no one person brought us here.
Today, 12 bands are on the Ramsour Records label, and Dolph manages 5 of them, and none are under contract. For WFAE News, I'm Ben McNeely in Concord.
Surprise!